during the pandemic. The peer has admitted lying about her involvement with the company, which is now being investigated by the National Crime Agency. Sir Keir Starmer has called the situation a disgrace.
I don't think she should be in the Lords. I think the government should be held to account for this. Who started the conversations with her in the first place is a question that the government now needs to answer.
The most senior Catholic in the UK says he doesn't believe Israel's denial over the shooting dead of two women at a church in Gaza. Cardinal Vincent Nichols says the killings were cold-blooded. Israel insists its forces are only targeting Hamas. BP has stopped sending oil tankers through the Red Sea because of recent attacks in the region. Several ships have been fired at by Iranian-linked militants in Yemen in response to Israel's war in Gaza. The company says it's keeping the pause under review. The co-founder of Extinction Rebellion has avoided jail after causing £27,000 worth of damage to a government building in central London. Dr. Gail Bradbrook was found guilty last month of criminal damage during an environmental protest more than 4 years ago. She's been given a suspended sentence and 150 hours of unpaid work. Rachel Venables at Isleworth Crown Court says she represented herself and told the judge of her concerns about climate breakdown.
She quoted a number of individuals from former scientific advisers to David Attenborough talking about the need for action on the climate emergency and why she felt compelled to act in a form of civil disobedience.
A drug that tackles hot flushes has been approved for use in the UK. Veozah is a daily pill that's already been given the green light in America. And in the Champions League, Arsenal and holders Manchester City have been given relatively kind last 16 draws. City will take on FC Copenhagen, while Mikel Arteta's Premier League leaders will face Porto. That's the latest. I'm Simon English.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Many thanks, Simon. Well, the rest of today is going to be mainly overcast with light rain arriving during the early hours. 11 degrees will be both today's high and low. Tomorrow dawns on a wet note with heavy rain persisting for much of the day and a little change in temperature. Looking further ahead, Wednesday and Thursday will be generally overcast, but it may brighten up for a time on Friday before gusty winds and drizzle return on Saturday. Temperatures will generally staying between 9 and 12 degrees.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Scott Ross on 123.
Out of sight.
Oh, yes.
Much more music.
You're better off when your radio's on.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Sending you this Christmas card to say it's nice to have you here.
Yeah, here we are in the final week before Christmas, and my final week of 1, 2, 3 shows for 2023. First off, I must express my thanks to the award-winning Michelle Ward and her guest, Amy O'Shaughnessy, for the past 3 hours of sensational radio. And all being well, Michelle will be returning from 10 o'clock tomorrow morning to do it all over again. As we are heading full speed for Christmas, I will now be playing a few Christmas tracks, and at a few moments I'm going to be joined once again by Mike Davis at Ready Town Museum. And not looking at so many things locally, but just how Christmas might have been celebrated in Tudor times. And in the second hour, we're going to be hearing about the shock awaiting a couple who stole items from the backseat of a car in Shropshire. But before all that, it's time for music from the bleachers, and this is Modern Girl. Bleachers there and Modern Girl. Now, I did say just now that I'd be playing a few more Christmas songs, so I think it's time for one now. And this is from a local group, our old friends The Remedy, who along with others will actually be presenting Carols on the Green at around 6 o'clock this very evening on the square outside St Nicholas's Church in Tillingham. And this is their version of Little Drummer Boy.
98 FM.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
On 98FM and online at phoenixfm.com. Local radio for Brentwood and Billericay.
Now, as I said just now, I'm delighted to be joined today by Mike Davis at the Rodney Tower Museum. And we're going to be looking at how Christmas was celebrated in Tudor times. But clearly there would have been a huge difference between how the event would have been celebrated by the moneyed classes and the rest of us hoi polloi. So what more can we say that would cover Tudor Christmases in general, Mike?
Scott, lovely to be with you again.
Happy Christmas, I forgot to say that.
And to you.
Thank you.
The Tudor period was between the years 1485 and 1603. And if we were to have had a walk around Rayleigh at that time, you would see several familiar sights we still see today. The Rayleigh Town Museum building had been in existence for over 100 years. Holy Trinity Church has existed for over 450 years. The remains of Rayleigh Castle could still be seen. Residents enjoyed a weekly market, as they still do today. Residents enjoyed an annual Trinity Fair, as we do today. A windmill was in town, although not the present one. But there was no Dutch cottage. The A127 arterial road was a gleam in the future. Of course, no railway, no turnpike road system, with a population only about a few hundred. Indeed, the Tudor Rose is incorporated in the town's crest. But a Tudor Christmas was a time for communities to come together, to visit neighbours and tenants. For the Tudors, the 40 days before Christmas, sometimes known as Advent, was a season of atonement in which good Christians prepared themselves spiritually for the coming of Christ. The devout were supposed to do penance and fast, avoiding meat, cheese and eggs. And Christmas Eve was definitely for fasting, and you were not allowed to eat cheese, eggs or meat, but there was an established tradition of telling ghost stories by the fireside, particularly on that day. It was a thrilling way to while away the hours on dark winter evenings. For centuries, the belief had lingered that the veil between the world and the next was at its thinnest at the time of the winter solstice, the longest night of the year, and that spirits could walk on earth.
Now, they might have done a lot of fasting, but they didn't all make up for it later on, didn't they?
They did indeed, indeed, indeed. Scott, indeed, all the work, except for looking after the animals, would stop and not restart again until Plough Monday, the first Monday after Twelfth Night. In that period, people would visit their neighbours, sharing and enjoying the traditional minced pie. The pies would have included 13 ingredients representing Christ and his apostles, typically dried fruit, spices and, of course, a little chopped mutton in remembrance of the shepherds.
And what about the festive food in general? Serious feasting would clearly have been the preserve of the royalty and the gentry, but what about everybody else?
Well, indeed, because, of course, in those days, Scott, there were no fridges or freezers, so everything was fresh.
Yeah.
For Christmas dinner, All social classes enjoyed the seasonal favourites, brawn, which is a dish made from a head of a pig or cow. But in wealthy households, the first course was traditionally a boar's head that had been boned and stuffed with forcemeat, which is a mixture of ground lean meat, smeared with mustard, dressed in herbs and fruits, with perhaps a roasted apple in its mouth, and garnished with gilded rosemary, bay leaves, spice fruits, or a sprig of yew, whitened with egg or flour, to make it look as if it had been dusted with snow. The dish would be ceremonially carried in, resplendent on its platter, by a steward or the head of a household, and a representation of such a feast can currently be seen in the Rayleigh Town Museum.
I knew you'd get that one in. So no sign of turkey then?
Well, in fact, turkey was first introduced into Britain around the year 1523, when Henry VIII, being one of the first people to eat it as part of the Christmas feast. It had been added to the repertoire of popular Christmas dishes by the end of the Tudor period, sometimes served instead of peacock or swan, although it would be centuries before it fully ousted them. Or the traditional meats, but plum porridge, a thick broth of mutton or beef, boiled in a skin with plums, spices and dried fruits, breadcrumbs and wine, was much enjoyed as an appetizer to line the stomach before the rich dinner to come, which included a Tudor Christmas pie, which was a sight to behold, but not one to be enjoyed by a vegetarian, as it consisted of a turkey stuffed with a goose, stuffed with a chicken, stuffed with a partridge, stuffed with a pigeon. All of this was to be put in a pastry case, amazingly called a coffin, and was served summoned by jointed hare, small game birds, and wild fowl. Small pies, known as chewets, had pinched tops, giving them the look of small cabbages or shallots.
Oh, I wonder if it was called a coffin. You'd probably be in one after shoving down that little knot, eh?
But, Scott, don't forget the mince pies. They were known as Christmas pies and were huge and made with shredded leftover meats, preferably mutton.
I don't think I can take any more.
Well, you have to remember that throughout Britain, the Christmas period was a time for liberty, relaxation and subverting the rules. For a few days, status took second place to revelry, and role reversal among the hierarchical ranks of society and between the sexes. In 1564, for example, Mary, Queen of Scots, had, so to speak, abdicated, so that two of her maids, who were also called Mary, could share the role of Queen of the Bean. At the same time, festive license served to underline the normal rules of those who participated. No one forgot who was really master and who was servant. In Scotland, the 12 days of Christmas were called the Daft Days. Even the king had to obey the commands of the Lord of Misrule. In the first year of Henry VIII's reign, his Lord of Misrule impudently asked his sovereign for £5, a considerable sum, towards his expenses. "If it should like your grace to give me too much," he added mischievously, "I will give you none again. And if your grace give me too little, I will ask more." Apparently, Henry was greatly amused.
I'm pleased to hear it.
The festival is thought to have originated from the benevolent Roman masters who allowed their servants to be the boss for a while. And even the church got in the act by allowing a cowboy... Well, it's fancy dress time, Scott. A choir boy, yeah, to dress in full bishop's regalia and conduct the church services, although Henry VIII abolished this practice, although a few churches today still continue the practice.
Really? Where?
Well, Hereford and Salisbury, and you may be surprised to know that carols flourished throughout Tudor times as a way to celebrate Christmas and to spread the story of the Nativity. Whilst Christmas was outlawed by Parliament in England in 1647, it had already been outlawed in Scotland in 1640, a ban that lasted until 1958. So it's hardly surprising that carols remained extinct until the Victorians reinstated the concept of Oldie English Christmas.
So how was the end of Christmas marked?
Well, in big households, a sumptuous banquet would have marked the 12th night for which an enormous cake was traditionally baked, containing dried fruit, flour, honey and spices. Inside the cake were a bean, or a coin, and a pea. Slices were offered to guests as they arrived, men and women taking them from the right and left respectively. The lucky man and woman who found the bean and the pea would be king and queen of the bean, or pea, for the evening, and then they would lead the singing, the dancing and the disports. At court, the lucky recipients were often selected in advance. However, sadly, no recipe for Twelfth Night cake survives from before the year 1803. But I think it's also worth mentioning that gifts were not exchanged until the new year, as they had been feature of the Roman winter festival, and the custom had survived until the Tudor age.
Now, I guess the business with the pea or bean is why we still have the Christmas pud with a threepenny bit stuck inside it or whatever.
Indeed, although I'm sure the health and safety would have a word about that in this day and age.
I think you're right. In a few moments, we'll find out what you've got coming up in the actual museum. But right now, I think we'll have another Christmas song. This is Roy Orbison from 1964.
More bread. To your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write I love you. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Crowded streets, busy feet hustle by him. Downtown shoppers, Christmas is tonight. There he sits, all alone on the sidewalk, hoping that you won't pass him by. Should you stop? Better not. Much too busy. You're in a hurry. My, how time does fly. In the distance, the ringing of laughter. And in the midst of the laughter, he cries. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Wrap your presents to your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write.
Beautiful song from 1964. That was Roy Orbison and Pretty Paper. So, come on, Mike, tell us what you've got coming up, because you've always got super things coming up in the museum.
Almost amazingly, Scott, we've got a full inventory of events for the whole of next year that colleagues are currently working on. January and February, the history of Hockley and the photographs of Edward Francis, he who donated the mount to the National Trust in 1923. April, of course, is the anniversary of the Titanic, and we're having an exhibition on the Essex connection with the RMS Titanic. April shows us the history of the railway and the significance of the railway to our town. May, heritage plaques. June, July and August, of course, with schools and thinking of the holidays, sure. We've got various things for the schools. In September, we're having a wonderful map exhibition, mainly maps dating back in Essex to 1594, including globes and atlases. October, November, remembrance, and I'm sure we'll do Christmas again, and all of a sudden it'll be another year gone. So a very, very busy Christmas. We actually, in fact, are opening the museum until this Saturday, Saturday the 23rd, and then all my colleagues are having a well-earned rest until Wednesday the 3rd of January. So please come and see us whenever you can.
I was going to ask you when you open. So, normally you're open on...
Normally we're open on a Wednesday, Friday and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Entry is free. We have a bungee jump option if you want to go at £25. That's a special offer.
Right.
But no, seriously, everybody's welcome.
And this is on the High Street in Rainbow.
Right in the centre of town.
Right, OK, thanks very much indeed for that. Well, now come back down to earth with a bit of a bump and take a look at what's happening on the highways and byways around town.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Well, in fact, we'll start in Rayleigh because there's slow-moving traffic there on the High Street, northbound between the Ready Weir interchange for the A127 and Crown Hill, and slow-moving traffic on Crown Hill itself towards the High Street. Switching over to Braintree now, it's slow there on the A120 East between the B1256 and Galleys Corner roundabout, and southbound between Marks Farm roundabout and Galleys roundabout, and also along... Oh, no, that's all right, that's gone away now. But A131 southbound has slow-moving traffic there between Broad Road, the B1053 and Marks Farm roundabout at the Coggeshall Road. And in Chelmsford, it's slow on Van Diemen's Road, the A1114 between Lady Lane and the Army and Navy, and on Baddow Road, the B1009 towards the Army and Navy, and on the Baddow Bypass, the A1114 towards the Army and Navy as well. And of course, we still have the 40 mile an hour speed restriction and lane closes in force on the A12 between junctions 13 and 16. That's for Ingatestone and Gallywood for resurfacing work. And gas main work is resulting in temporary traffic signals on the A129 in Shenfield at Nethergate. Just taking a quick look at what's happening on public transport. No problems I can see on C2C or Greater Anglia, but if you're heading London bound, note that there are problems. Central Line, Circle Line and Hammersmith and City Line have minor delays, and there are severe delays affecting the District Line and the Piccadilly Line as well. You can get more information by going to the Transport for London website, tfl.gov.uk. We'll have a further update for you at around about 25 past 2, but at 1:33, you are fully up to speed. Time now to hear from the Trusteds, who, unlike the Tudors, are just tucking into some marrow. Trusted there and Marrow. Just a quick reminder, you're listening to me, Scott Ross, with Monday's edition of the 1-2-3 show here on Phoenix FM. We're keeping Radio Bath alive and local for you 24 hours a day. At 3, Joe Bailey returns on behalf of St. Francis Hospice with Drive, and joining Joe this afternoon will be Andy Furneaux and Charlotte Winder from St. Francis Hospice, who are going to be telling us all about their Christmas tree recycling program. At 6, Andy Gardner will be creeping in under the radar, and then at 8, it's the man himself, the Vixter, who will be inviting you to turn it up.
Phoenix FM.
It's love time.
98 FM.
The taller I become, the farther you take my rights away, the faster I will run. You can deny me, you can decide to turn your face away. No matter, 'cause there's something inside so strong, I know that I can make it. Though you're doing me wrong, so wrong, you thought that my pride was gone. Oh no, there's something inside so strong. Oh, something inside so strong. My voice, the louder I will sing. You hide behind walls of Jericho, your lies will come tumbling. Deny my place in time, you squander. Something inside so strong, I know that I can make it. Though you're doing me wrong, so wrong, you thought that my pride was gone. Oh no, there's something inside so strong. Oh, something inside so strong.
Oh, something inside so strong.
was Labby Siffre that kicked off the Love Zone for this hour with Something Inside So Strong. And that was Keane down there at the Sovereign Light Cafe.
This is Phoenix FM.
Join me, Andy Gardner, on Phoenix 98 FM for Under the Radar every Monday at 6 to 8pm. I'll be playing the week's new independent and alternative releases from across the globe. My album of the week, interviews, news and live sessions from local artists. That's Under the Radar every Monday at 6 here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SCH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SCHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
The music sounds best on Phoenix FM. Music Radio.
Play more Christmas songs today. That was Bobby Sox and the Blue Jeans, and Here Comes Santa Claus. And this is coming much more up to date now from Jess Lynn.
One word, one fight, took a wrong turn on the wrong night. My say this, but no longer can we take the risk. Can't take back what I did yesterday. That one time was my bad, my mistake. Oh, my hands up, I was wrong. I was wrong. Show love in every single way. Was in my palm and threw it all away.
Song there from Jess Lynn, that's Friend of Mine. We'll have more Christmas music after the 2 o'clock, but right now here's Suede.
The face on the radio.
Suede there declaring she is in fashion. She sure is. It'll take us to news time at 2 o'clock now. It's George Bone.
Wake up. Dreaming days for two. I wish I'd fallen in love. Cause I got a plane ticket just for you. I tell you I've been feeling so alone. I've been trying to do it on my own. Everywhere I go.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.